In the northeastern town of Yusufari, south of Nigeria's border with Niger, communities struggle with the advancing Sahara Desert and the impact of extreme environmental conditions. One of such communities on the front line of desert encroachment is Zakari, a community where the desert spreads out in every direction as far as the eye can see. According to one estimate, the Sahara Desert is moving southward at a rate of 0.6 kilometers per year. This encroachment and desertification will affect 11 out of the country's 36 states. In response to the crisis, the government is building a wall that consists of trees designed to halt desertification and the drifting of the Sahara Desert. Hello, welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I am Maryam Mustafa. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. This week, I'm here with my colleague, Murtala Abdullahi.
Thank you, Maryam. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of desertification and desert encroachment in 11 frontline states in northern Nigeria. We'll also explore the Great Green Wall Initiative that has been created to halt the problem and support livelihoods in frontline communities.
Desertification is a significant threat to communities and the livelihood of the local population in vulnerable regions in Nigeria and other parts of the Sahel. This crisis influenced the creation of the African Union-led Great Green Wall Initiative that aims to restore the continent's degraded landscapes, revitalize thousands of communities, boost food security, and also strengthen climate resilience. In 2014, the Nigerian government commenced the Great Green Wall project, comprising of a long green belt stretching across the 11 frontline states of Jigawa, Kano, Katsina, Kebbi, Sokoto, and Zamfara in the northwest, and Adamawa, Bauchi, Borno, Gombe, and Yobe in the northeast.
What we understand about this project is that it's supposed to curb further land degradation, restore the already degraded land, improve resilience, particularly against the effects of climate change. In addition, it also meant to serve as a tool for extending governance to rural communities. In 2015, the Nigerian government actually created the National Green Wall Agency to coordinate the tree planting process, management and installation of support services, and the provision of infrastructure such as solar systems and water for herders and farming communities. The agency also helps farmers to build capacity in the area of climate resilience and improve their livelihoods with ventures such as honey production and micro-gardens for vegetable productions. Last year, at the side event of the Climate Change Summit, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari expressed hope that Africa's ambition to restore over 100 million hectares of degraded land was actually achievable.
Human Angle's recent report, in collaboration with the Center for Collaborative Investigative Journalism, highlighted the scale of the problem and the socio-economic effect it has, especially on pastoralists. What's also clear from the report is the importance of land restoration. However, it also observed gaps that hindered the execution and sustainability of the project. One traditional leader in Yusufari said the trees have not been germinating properly, partly because the planting is often done during the dry season when the conditions are not favorable. Residents' buy-in is also a deficit and affects their support of the project, particularly with the maintenance of the trees.
A report provides valuable insights into the crises and setbacks associated with the Great Green Wall. It also highlights the climate change angle, the depletion of environmental resources, especially land and water, and human-driven activities that are contributing to the growing violence between farmers and herders. The government needs to strengthen the process around the Great Green Wall and improve community cooperation and invest in the sustainability of this project.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Maryam Mustafa. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Muritala Abdullahi, Tracy Allen Ezechukwu, and Anthony Asemuta. The executive producer is Ahmed Salkida.